Turn to the Gospel according to St. John. We shall be reading out of the 9th chapter, beginning at verse 1. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 9, beginning at verse 1. The Bible reads, "And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither have this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Jesus answered, Neither have this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Then Jesus says, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." Supporting scripture coming from James, the 2nd chapter, that you've already heard in your hearing, verses 17 and 18. "Even so faith, if it have not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." We are to have a thought or subject this morning based on those scriptures. We would like to use a thought. Jesus says, do what you can while you can. Jesus says, do what you can while you can. I come to declare that there is a word from the Lord this morning. And that word is to encourage us and to keep us and to help us in a time such as this. For this is a place of worship. It's a place where we come to share the love of Jesus one with another. And after God has blessed us through another week's journey, regardless of what you may have had to go through, whatever transpired in your life, whether it was right or whether it was wrong, we made it through another week. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that's why we are here today, because we give a continued praise, because the Bible said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. And I pray that it is somewhere deep embedded in the depths of your heart, because if you hide that love of Jesus in your heart, nobody can take it away from you. Nobody can make you deny what you know for yourself. You see, that's why it's important to have that personal relationship with God. Because when you can say, I know what the Lord can do, then nobody can sway you in another direction. No matter how hard you try, you cannot predict how life is really going to unfold from one day to the next. And as we pray to an all-knowing God to take care of us and lead us in the way that he would have us to go, how many of you know that many times we draw up our own roadmap and we go in the direction that we want to go in? And a lot of times we will find ourselves on the wrong road. And when we get on the wrong road, sometimes we'll freak out. Sometimes we take time out to just pause and to ask God for a little bit of guidance. But I come to the realization is that whether you're on the right road or the wrong road, wherever you are, God is there too. So if God is there, he's going to watch over you. He's going to take care of you, because there are times when you wasn't calling on the name of God that God took care of you. There were times when you wasn't saved, sanctified, and full of the Holy Ghost, but God took care of you. There was a time when you just had a zeal of God. You knew that there was a God somewhere. You heard somebody talking about God. But now there's a time in your life where you can say, I know who God is. See, you got to know who the Lord God is. And when you know who God is, it'll give you joy even when it don't seem like you have anything to be happy about. It'll make you smile when you know that somebody doesn't stabbed you in the back, a lie that you're right in your face, but you can smile at them anyhow and say, I know it's going to be all right. How many of you know that every lie ain't going to get no higher than this if you trust the power of God? God has a way of bringing you out, hallelujah, giving you your strength and building you back up where you've been torn down. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's some bodies in here that have been torn down. And this old building seemed to be leaning every now and again, but I found out that I'm not leaning on my own accord. But I found out how to lean on Jesus. I found out that if I lean on him, everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. I thank God for our young people this morning because they got to know that God is on their side. That they are not here for a show or a fashion. They are not here for us to look at them as our little pawns. They are God's children. And as precious as they are to us, they're even more precious to the one that created them. And children, Jesus says, suffer little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of God. So God wants you in his presence. I'm so glad we got away from that time and that mindset that children are too young to praise the Lord or to sing to God or to usher up and down the aisle. When are you going to allow them an opportunity to utilize the gifts that God has put in them? Because if we don't use them now, there are some children just as young as these children walking up and down the street selling dope. There are some children as young as these children doing some things that you don't want to know about what they're doing. So you better plant a seed of Jesus. Everybody don't have your loved ones at heart, but God does. And I thank God for that because you can't let nobody tell you that God does not love you. Know that God loves you. And if I was to ask the question this morning, how many of you love Jesus? How many of you know the Lord? Most of us would say, yes, we know him. But I wonder, do we really know who Jesus is? Or are we just going through the motions? Are we still holding on to somebody's apron string and what they said, and that's what we go on? But there comes a time you got to read it, you got to hear it, you got to believe it, and then you got to live it for yourself. Oh, it's a good thing to say, Mama prayed for me. But how many of you know that there come a time you better learn how to pray for yourself? Jesus, the human divine Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary, the great high priest who intercedes for us at the right hand of God. Jesus, he is Lord of Lords, King of Kings. There were a time that he was known as the Messiah, lived in Nazareth in the province of Galilee. Jesus started his public ministry when he sought baptism at the hands of John the Baptist. And when the dove made its descent as Jesus came up out of the water, the Bible declared that a voice from heaven declared that this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. He was the Word in the flesh that suffered, bled, and died for all mankind. He is the one that got up out the grave with all power in his hands. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about the one that can make a way out of no way. I'm talking about the one that I heard somebody say that he was a bridge across troubled water. But until I had some trouble in my life, I didn't know that he'd be that bridge for me. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about Jesus. The one that said they tell me that he's a doctor that has never lost a case. I'm talking about the man called Jesus. The one that'll come in your sick room. When they say that I don't have any medication, I don't have anything to help your situation. But I know somebody by the name of Jesus that can touch your feeble body and make everything come out all right. Hallelujah. Do you know anything about Jesus? The one that'll forgive you when you won't even forgive yourself. There are some of us walking around with a lot of burdens on us. But the Bible says, lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily do beset us, so that Jesus can use us. See, I'm talking about Jesus. The one that gave me my joy, my peace, and my sanity this morning. I'm talking about Jesus. He's the one that got all understanding. He was the one that said, I am the light of the world. And as long as I'm in the world, there is no darkness. Anybody know Jesus? One that'll save your sin-sick soul. Anybody know Jesus? The one that'll be there when everybody else is gone. Anybody know Jesus? The one that got you up this morning and started you on another day's journey. Anybody know Jesus? The one that is a forgiving God. The one that is a merciful God. If it had not been for God's mercy, where would we be this morning? Jesus, that loved us so much that he told us to love one another as he loved us. Jesus, the one that the Bible declares, so God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever, no matter who you are, what color you are, how much money you got, if you believe in the name of Jesus, the Bible declares that if you believe in the begotten Son, that whosoever believes in you will not perish, but have everlasting life. Anybody love your life this morning? Anybody love living this morning? Now, ain't anybody in here got a mind that when you do die, you want to go to heaven? Well, if you don't know Jesus down here, you're not going to know him over there. Somebody says, I want to go where Jesus is. Well, he's right there on that pew right beside you this morning. So if you're quenching the spirit, if you're holding yourself down, you better let go and let God. Anybody want to praise him this morning? Hallelujah! Jesus said, do what you can while you can. What did that mean to us this morning? At an early age, Bible declared at the age of 12, Jesus declared to his parents, I must be about my Father's business. In other words, he was saying, I got work to do. And some of us got some work to do. And we ought to be about our Father's business. Not about your business, not about mine and other folk's business, but about our Father's business. Anybody hear me? Come on and help me this morning. If you help me, we get up out of here. Woo! Yes, sir! Nobody on this earth can do you like Jesus. And the thing is that you only got a certain amount of time to get it done. Everybody in here that's over 33 years old, raise your hand. You done had more time than Jesus had. So what have you done with your time? Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Now, you got to understand that your time is running out. And you don't have to be sick. You don't have to be diagnosed with anything to know that your time is running out. Because if you believe the word of God, the Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die, but after death, the judgment. So we got an appointment with death. Now, I wonder, anybody know what day you're going to die? Well, you ought to be about your Father's business about now. Because God has some work for all of us to do. Everybody can't preach. Everybody can't play the organ. Everybody can't beat drums. But everybody ought to be able to do something. You can walk the floor. You can smile. You can pray. You can open up your heart. You can open up your doors and let somebody know that you don't have to be out there homeless. Oh, we always talking about look at the condition of the people of the world. But we keep all our little stuff closed in for me, mine. Me and mine. Long as we got what we need, we don't care about nobody else. But what about when you don't have nothing? What if nobody would have thought anything about you? What if Jesus hadn't put some things in place where we can get a little helping hand from here or from there? Anybody glad they can get help from Jesus? Woo! So you got to learn how to work out your own soul salvation. You ought to be about kingdom building, doing something for the Lord our God. You ought to help somebody in this ministry. Hallelujah, Jesus. Who is that somebody? Yourself. Because if you help yourself, you can help somebody else. But if you can't help yourself, how are you going to help somebody?
Too many of us are barely hanging on and trying to tell somebody else how to live. We got to understand, if you believe in God, you got to have faith in God and all that he is able to do. And that faith ought to put you in a position where you know that you will be effective in the work that you got to do. Oh, glory. Now, the Bible declares, as we look here in the book of James, it talks about what does it profit if a man or say that he have faith and then he have not works. Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, that notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needed for the body, what profit is it? You know how it is when, instead of taking care of a situation, we'll tell them, the Lord will make a way. Didn't you know you might have been that way? See, sometimes you close off your blessings. Because I learned that if you bless somebody else, God will bless you. And sometimes you got to even give to it hurt a little bit. Because when it hurt a little bit, God will give you a double portion. Because when you're not selfish with what God has given you, God is not selfish with what he got to give. For the Bible declared that he opened up the windows of heaven and poured you out blessing more than you'd have room to store. Then the Bible says, even so faith, if it have not works, is dead, being alone. So if you're just one of those that say, I got faith in God, I know God will make a way. And out of all the years you've been walking around God's beautiful land, you haven't done anything to help nobody. You don't want to help nobody. You don't care about nobody. You don't do nothing, and you're not going to get nothing. The Bible says, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith. Many of us have said those words. And I have works. But the Bible says, show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee thy faith by my work. So if you got faith in God, then you go out and work for God, and God's faith and work will come together and let you have a better understanding. How many of you know you couldn't do the work you're doing if it wasn't for the power of God? Whatever your occupation may be, don't forget where your strength comes from. I don't care whose school you went to. Who gave you your brain? So many times you get above yourself because you think you're above somebody else. But all of us are nothing but raggedy, nasty rags in the sight of God. And when you get to where you think you're so much better than somebody else, you better learn how to trust the power of God. For if you say you got faith and you have not works, your faith is void. But if you got the works of God, God has a way to make everything productive. With faith in God, we realize that you got to have active participation in the things that need to be done. When we think about it, if we apply our hands to the thing that God would have us to do, we'll find that every day of our life, we're getting just a little closer to death. Every day you get closer to your last day. And you might not know when that last day is. You might not know what kind of condition you're going to be in. But I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that it doesn't matter what kind of condition you're in. God knows exactly where you are. God knows exactly what you stand in need of. See, y'all get me all excited. And sometimes I just can't do all what I want to do. But I'm going to back up just one more minute. Let me throw these glasses back on. I can't see like I used to see. And I need to read a little something for you this morning. For the Bible said, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man that was blind from his birth. And the disciples asked him, saying, Master, what did he do to sin? Was it him or was it his parents? And the Bible declared that Jesus answered, neither have this man sinned, nor has his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. In other words, the Lord is saying he hadn't did anything wrong. His parents hadn't did anything wrong. But he's just there for an example for me to use so you can see the power of the Almighty God. For I realize that I don't have much more time left. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. For the night cometh when no man can work. I am the light of the world. And as long as I'm in the world got a light. But I stopped by to tell you that I'm not going to be here much longer. So I got to do what I can while I can. Anybody getting my drift this morning? You better stop sitting on the pew or do nothing. You better stop talking about I'll get around to it after a while. You better learn how to do some right now thing. You better learn how to praise the Lord and have faith in the power of God. Now the Bible declared that this man was blind, and he was blind from his natural birth. So that lets us know he never seen anything in his life. This man was a grown man by now. And every day he went out there and sat down by the roadside. He just sat there and begged for his daily provision. Anybody know that somebody will have mercy on you when they see that you don't have nothing? But on the Sabbath day, this man was still sitting there knowing that nobody might give him anything. Because on the Sabbath day, they didn't break the laws of God. But he realized that if I go out there every day, somebody going to see my condition. And they might not give me anything on the Sabbath day. But they might come back through on tomorrow. Now just get it in your mind that this man cannot see. He hasn't seen anybody. All he can do is hear the voices. For the Bible says this man came up to him. And he said that as he came up to him, he spat down on the ground. He made some clay a spittle. He anointed the man's eyes. And the man began, and he told the man, he said, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which by interpretation means sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed. And then he came back seeing. You see, what Jesus had to do was test the man's faith. If the man got faith in God, he'll do what the Lord said do. If you got faith in God, you got to walk out in the blindness sometimes. You got to walk in the darkness knowing that Jesus Christ is your light. Well, the man sat there, and the man sat there and got up and did what the Lord told him to do. If you be obedient to the word of God, you will see that God will bless you over and over again. But there's always somebody, always somebody that don't understand your blessing. Don't know what you've been through. Don't know what God done brought you through. So they just want to be nosy sometimes. For the Bible say the neighbors began to say, isn't that the one that was sitting by the roadside? That's the one that been begging all this time. Another one said, he looked just like the man. Another one said, I think he's the man. But the man heard him talking about it. Said, don't you know I'm right here? Don't you know I can hear what you're saying? I am that man. I am the one that was blind. I am the one that you're talking about. So they said, I want to know, who is it or how did you receive your sight? He said, there was a man called Jesus. Woo! That word is again. That Jesus word. See, that's all he needed to do was have an encounter with Jesus. He said, there was a man called Jesus. And he anointed my eyes with clay. He told me to go down to the pool of Siloam and wash out my eyes and I would be able to see. I did what he told me to do. And now I can see everything. But there was something that said, I want to know, is it really Jesus? Where is this Jesus? He said, I don't know where he is. I don't even know what he looked like. Don't you know I hadn't been able to see? And then, you know, he went to the parents. Said, well, now, is this your son? You say that this is your son, and was he really born blind? He said, yes, he was born blind. Well, how did he receive his sight? The parents say, you know he is of age. You can ask him, and he'll tell you. See, sometimes instead of running around trying to ask somebody about somebody else's blessing, you ought to just talk to God yourself. The man said, I don't care whether he's a sinner or not. All I know is once I was blind, but now I see. I don't care whether he took the dirt from the ground. All I know is now I can see. And I thank my God that he touched my eyes. I thank my God that he sent me on a journey. Said everything going to be all right. Go down to the pool of Siloam. Wash out your eyes. And you'll be able to see just like me. Anybody in here blind? I want to let you know that you don't have to walk in darkness. But the Lord will be your light. All you got to do is trust in him. But you got to learn just like Jesus. You got to do what you can while you can. Jesus addressed that situation right there on the spot. And what he says to us this morning is don't put it off until tomorrow. Do what you can now while it is day. You see, Jesus referred to day as his time of work. That was his life. But when darkness came, the light was extinguished. The light went out, but not all the way out, because Jesus' light would never go all the way out. So when he left us, he said, I'm not going to leave you all by yourself. I got another light, the power of the Holy Spirit, and I'll leave that light with you. And when you got that light, you don't have to walk in darkness. If you have faith in that light, then you ought to work the works of him that has sent you while it is day. For when night cometh in your life, you're not going to be able to do anything. So don't wait until you are no good for nobody and then try to decide, I want to go to work. Jesus said, go to work now. Why you can do something that's going to be beneficial to the situation at hand. If you're going to wait until it's already done and you want to jump on the bandwagon with all those that have been doing, I can see Jesus now letting you ride along for a little while. And just before he get to the gate, run over a bump and you fall off the wagon. Because God knows you didn't have no business on there in the first place. You hadn't did nothing, so you don't get nothing. Faith without works is dead.